You're listening to Higher Ed Social, episode 29. I'm Logan.
And I'm Jackie. And this week we talked with Dr. Tom Priester, who has many hats, but he primarily works as the Director of Transitional Studies at Genesee Community College. This is a great episode. We kicked off with some really cool conversations just about life in general. Tom gave us some cool insider tips on what to do with all those free t-shirts that you get when you're on campus for all those cool events. And we talked about the 4th of July and shooting off fireworks.
We do talk higher ed, of course. And just so you know, Tom is our first faculty member that we've interviewed on the show. So we have a very interesting conversation about his textbook that he's having for his first year seminar class. We've also talked about several other things too, including his class that he teaches at the Attica Correctional Facility. It's a great episode and we hope you enjoy it. Thanks.
That's not how it sounds so far.
This is Logan. This is Tom Priester. He is a fantastic human.
Hi.
And you have to refer to him as Dr. Tom Priester.
No, please call me Tom. Please.
I'm kidding.
Can I call you Doc Tom?
Doc Tom?
That's like a rapper name.
Or a like website.
A little bit.
Right?
Yeah.
It does kind of like a website.
DocTom.com?
Yeah.
Yes, it could be.
You should do that if you make a website for yourself.
Who has time to do that? I would have to hire you to do that for me.
I would do it. I still haven't seen, Tom, the headshots with the flags in the background you talked all about. I only saw the one that you ended up like ultimately basically selecting because it was all over all social media like on the same day. But I didn't.
National educator.
I right? didn't see. So, Logan, Tom one day told us that, and I'm not laughing because I'm making fun of you. I'm just remembering
it. No, because now he's recording, right?
I'm sure he is.
See?
I am.
Go ahead. Oh, wait. This is my radio voice. So I wanted to make sure that I sound like, you know, I should be on a podcast.
Yeah, welcome. But anyway,
Tom, so, go ahead.
We're going to get these pictures for our listeners because I want them personally, and I'm sure our listeners will too. So, Tom.
Positive they could care less about.
They're going to want them, okay?
Sure.
Tom hired someone to take some nice headshots, which I think everybody should do, truthfully.
And yes.
I seriously think everybody should have a nice headshot.
I have one. I have the university photographer was nice enough to take a special one just for me. Using a different background, a nice blue background. I was wearing an orange shirt. It worked very well. I was quite happy.
There you go. Well, Tom was walking around like, kind of like a mullet, like part like business on the top and party on the bottom kind of thing, like all over campus.
Well, because they're headshots. All you had to like have was from the waist up.
Yeah, that's all you need. I would do it. It's like doing it like a Skype interview.
Pretty
like,
sure. Pretty sure Todd Sanders did that, but took pictures of the pants.
Well, that's beating the purpose.
Anyway. He did it. He did it actually for a high ed web. Like he did a video at the before the like keynote. And it was telling everybody he was glad they were there because he wasn't there. He wore a blazer and a tie and a nice shirt and then like shorts. It was hilarious because he took pictures of himself in it while we were all tweeting, and in brush script like wrote folks at the conference little messages like it was an autograph and then tweeted it to us.
That's really nice.
Yeah, he was a good
Tom
guy.
Tom didn't take those pictures, or at least if
you
he
should have
about them.
No, we didn't do that. I just noticed something that I bet all of us currently have on a shirt like that's higher ed related, right?
I do.
I do too.
Mine is the Polar Bear 5K, but it's the Belmont Polar Bear 5K. Yep.
Of there course, so it's higher ed related.
You can see the Belmont stuff on the back.
So I am representing my old residence hall from
Geneseo. What's funny now is that, you know, all of us have these shirts that we sleep in. We will always have shirts.
Yep.
We will always have these shirts from like orientation.
and from residence life trainings that we can forever sleep in. Yeah. I had mine made into a blanket.
Me too. My mom made mine, though. It was so nice.
What was that thing called?
T-shirt quilt?
Project something. No.
Oh, Project Recycle or something like that. We'll find it.
I don't know what it was, but it was a great investment because I had all these shirts, right, that were just holding up space. And I'm like, I'm not going to wear all of these forever, so I have them now made into a blanket. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up because, yeah, my mother did that for me, and it's the warmest blanket I own, first of all. But it's also, like, the coolest thing ever to be sitting on my bed and then have all my T-shirts because my drawers are not big enough for all of the free T-shirts.
No, because there's so many. I got it. It was called Repat.
Repat?
Repat. Oh. Yes. No, yeah, I think it's called Project Repat.
Repat.
I think it's Repat. I don't know if it's Repat. It's like saying
Repat.
It's like saying research or research.
That's true.
Repat. You know, Repat. So good.
Do they talk about why they call it that? Because that's an interesting name. Yeah. But yeah.
Well.
So you just sent them your shirts, and they were just like, "We got you."
Yep. And then they made them into a whole into a blanket.
Wowee.
Yes.
So.
Very fancy.
Since we've made it all of this distance into the episode, Tom, why don't you introduce yourself, tell us where you're from, how you know Jackie.
Yes.
My name is Tom Priester. I work at Genesee Community College in Batavia, New York. I hold a Doctor of Education degree in what's the thumbs up?
That's like, not a thumbs nice up. Job. Like
sign. Thank you. Yes. Do it. Everybody should get one.
Dr. Tom.
It's in executive leadership from St. John Fisher College. And I am the Director of Transitional Studies, which means, because everybody's like, what does that mean? It means that I work with the college students who might not yet be ready for college, but we meet them where they are to bring them to where they want to go. And one of my other, I know, everybody, so nice. Isn't it touching?
I like it.
It's a good thing. Yeah, it's a great thing. And also, you know, a lot of these folks come to school underprepared. Our job is to erase the under so that they are prepared. So that's a little bit about me. I used to live in Rochester, New York, but I now live in Buffalo, New York. I moved just a couple of days ago, actually. So now I'm in my home office here in Lancaster. So that's just outside of Buffalo to the east.
Yeah.
So I moved like 35 minutes west of my office. I used to live a half hour east of my office. So, you know, it's just on the other side of town. And how did I meet Jackie? Well,
I bet you don't know the story of the first time that we met.
Well, it was probably related to SUNY Geneseo some way.
A little bit.
Probably at like, I don't know if you were ever an orientation leader, but probably like a residence life something. I don't know. How about if you help me fill in the blank?
I forgot actually what conference it was, but there was a conference. And I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that everybody at Geneseo was telling me that I had to meet Tom Priester because Tom Priester is so great and he's like such a nice guy and you have to meet Tom, you have to meet Tom, you have to meet Tom. So we're at lunch and I'm sitting at a table. I think we were randomly assigned a table or something. Mm-hmm. And you, Tom, of course, are being very social butterfly and floating from table to table. Mm-hmm. And you knew someone at my table and so you sat down next to me. And we were talking about like applying for jobs because it was my senior year. And so like that type of thing, everybody at the table was talking and I mentioned that I had a business card. And you're like, oh, let me check it out. And so I
remember the business card now.
Business card.
It was really unique.
Yes, it folded open.
yes.
And it had my resume on the inside of it.
It
so
was
all
like
you listeners, you can certainly take that.
Overachiever so much?
I wanted a job, Logan, and I got one. So.
Or it was like a handbook. She's like, here's my personal
handbook. It wasn't a handbook.
That she's handing out at a professional conference.
It was a business card that just opened up, and on the inside it just had my four most recent jobs. And that was when Tom and I first met. But then we re-met when I started working at Genesee Community College.
And is that re-met or remat?
REMAT as REMAT, compared to our
REMAT, REPAT, REPAT, research.
If we are to refer to our previous conversation,
or refer. Beep, beep. Please enter that.
I said our previous conversation. It would probably be REMAT.
And this is a good professional development lesson for our listener, for your listener, for my listeners.
You have listeners now.
For our listeners.
We're all listeners.
Yes. We're now, oh boy, I don't know who's going to be listening to this. that if you're at a professional conference of some sort, and if you see somebody that you may have met before, you should say, oh, it's nice to see you. Not it's nice to meet you. Because a couple of times I have said to people, oh, it's nice to meet you. And they're like, we've already met, Tom.
Ooh, sorry.
Yeah.
I just awkward. Say that to everybody. I don't discriminate.
No, but so lesson learned, right?
Yes.
So say, hey, it's nice to see you, because who knows?
Covers all the faces. Right. That's good. That's a really good tip.
Yeah. I learned the hard way. So yes, then you came to work with us at Genesee Community College for a while.
Yes.
And you like made our digital presence explode.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
It was very cool. Very cool.
In a good way, explode, not like blow up in a bad way.
Not implode. I said explode in it, like in a good way. Like a firework.
Oh, that was nice.
Yes.
How's the 4th of July? Speaking
across the sky, sky, sky.
Sky, sky, sky.
Yes, yes.
I'm a firework.
And yes. How's the 4th of July? 4th of July was pretty low key, actually. I held a little barbecue at my new place.
Nice.
So we were able to actually view the fireworks from my front lawn. Because now listen to this. Now in the state of New York, it must be legal to actually buy fireworks.
I think it
because
is.
Because everybody was blowing. I almost said shit. Beep. Was blowing shit up. Beep. You'll have to edit that, Logan.
I will. Don't worry.
Okay, thank you. Everybody was like blowing things up. I could not believe what was going on.
Yeah.
And it's like wherever I turned, there was another firework and then another firework and then another. It was great. I didn't have to go anywhere.
It was happening here, except it freaked out my child and freaked out on my cats. My cats are now acting like they were
really?
In a war zone for a while. Oh, yeah.
My cat was okay. At least it seemed like it.
Well, that's good. Here it was unbelievable. Like I had never experienced that before because it was illegal in the past, I think. And now all of a sudden everybody went out and bought fireworks.
Yeah. I'm looking at usfireworks.biz. Don't know how credible that is as a source.
It's a website.
Based on the information available to US Fireworks at the time this data was compiled, the following legal requirements are in effect. Novelties are legally allowed, which I don't know what qualifies as a novelty.
Like cherry bombs and probably not cherry bombs, but the little sparklers and stuff.
Got it. Everything else just says with permit only.
Oh, well, from what
I don't know.
It was like it was happening in everybody's backyard.
I honestly thought there were some changes. But I did learn that in Pennsylvania, it is illegal to buy fireworks in Pennsylvania only if you are a Pennsylvania state resident.
Well, and I was going to say, because I know that in Pennsylvania, you can actually, like, we can buy fireworks there because they sell fireworks.
That's the thing, yeah. So if you present a Pennsylvania ID in Pennsylvania, they will deny you fireworks.
That makes no sense to me.
I know. I know. I think they
want to. Because they want to have the out of state trade.
Right, but they don't want to deal with the mess.
So it's like
they don't want to deal with it, but they want to sell it.
They don't want to deal with those people that put fireworks on their head or on their chest and then die a horrible death.
And die.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, these too many deaths.
Well, see, and that's why it should be illegal. But no, maybe because it's illegal, you know, everybody's like, ooh, I want to do it.
Yep.
So maybe if it's not illegal, they'll be like, I don't want to do it anymore. It's not fun.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Exactly.
This is why, yes.
I'm glad you had a good 4th of July.
Yes.
In your new place. Party. Yes. So it sounds like you're inviting all of us and our listeners over for another barbecue.
Well, if you're ever in the Buffalo area, contact me and I'll, at that point, if I'm not busy, I'll invite you over.
Sounds good.
And if I'm not busy, then I might, you know, have people over. But if I don't know. Yeah, sure, maybe.
If I'm not busy and I'm not creeped out by random strangers messaging me, I might.
Right.
That's right. Fine. Our listeners are good people. We screen them.
I wasn't screened.
Our listeners?
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well,
one of them is my mom.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
I haven't shouted out to my mom in a while.
I'm waving, even though she's like she's going to see it.
He is waving. This is true. And I had to ask if this was only going to be voice or if it was going to be video, because if it was going to be video, I had to go change.
No way, man. Pajamas are highly encouraged on the Higher Ed Social podcast. That's a little behind-the-scenes look for our listeners, our dedicated listeners that are always wondering, I wonder what Jackie and Logan and their guest are wearing. It's our pajamas. Because it's summer, are you busy or like not?
Well, I always keep busy. You know, I don't usually let the grass grow underneath my feet too much.
There you go.
So what I'm working on this summer, well, we're currently getting ready for the fall semester. We're getting ready for our new students. I just met with the orientation staff last week.
Ooh.
And I talked to them a little bit about what I'm going to talk with all of the new students and their families about, which is hashtag academic success. and, you know, what hashtag, that's right, hashtag academic success. We're going to talk about, you know, what to expect in the classroom at GCC. And we're going to talk a lot about, like, the course syllabus, the course outline, what to do, what not to do, you know, as a student. And those are the things that we're going to really focus on for the new students, because, you know, it just helps to hear about that. So that's one thing that we're getting ready for. Our first orientation session is on Thursday of this week.
Wow.
And yeah, so that should be exciting. You know, it's always a fun time.
Yeah, meeting new students. It's always a
time. Right.
That's super exciting.
So that definitely is going on. I'm currently in the process of making the final edits and the final revisions of my textbook, which is Foundations of Academic Success.
That's really exciting.
So, yes, it is. And I have to hurry up and get that finished because I have to use it in the fall. So I better hurry up and edit and, you know, do what I have to do.
What? I want to talk more about that. What? Okay.
Of course you do, because you're in it.
I am in it. Exciting. It's super, super exciting, and I can't wait to see it. But, like, I never actually asked you, and I was so greatly honored to be asked by you to contribute, because that was amazing and great. But what was the process there? Like, did someone approach you and say, hey, Dr. Tom, I think that you would do great at writing a textbook, or did you approach someone? What was your process?
There was an open call from OpenSUNY, Open SUNY, the State University of New York, for an open source book, or for open source books.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, here's what we're looking for. And I handed in a proposal. I said, here's what I'd like to do. I would like to compose my own textbook because I like a lot of parts of everybody else's textbook.
Because but I do it a lot better. So if
no,
I
no,
could
no,
just
no,
do
no.
it.
Well, no. And, you know, I, or no. Not like they had.
I'm kidding.
So for a couple of reasons, this is why I chose to pursue this opportunity, was because, first of all, it's an open source textbook.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Therefore, it's going to be absolutely free to my students and anybody else that wants to use the textbook. So that's the one reason why I wanted to do it. The other reason, like I said, was because, you know, it's hard to find the perfect textbook for any subject, I think. And you just have to sometimes take matters into your own hands, and you have to create your own something.
Yeah, we're doing that with our first year seminars, I do believe. It's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah, well,
pick one work for all students to read, so they created an anthology of multiple authors that anthology? Students can get. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's cool. And that's kind of also what I did too. Like, I asked different people from SUNY to compose some, I call it, wow, words of wisdom.
Ooh, I like it.
And what was funny is that, so in each chapter I had like research about a topic, and then like I would put in everybody's words of wisdom. And when I actually gave the chapter to the students to read, they hated the boring research part, but they really took to the words of wisdom part. So this textbook now has become Foundations of Academic Success, Words of Wisdom. And it really is going to be really just those essays that I've collected from professionals and students throughout SUNY. And then the best part of the textbook is that the instructor can hone in on any little aspect of the essay and then elaborate on it and like do an activity around a certain paragraph or whatever. Yeah. So I'm very pumped about the way it has evolved.
That's exciting.
Yeah, really it's cool. Very exciting. Like I say, I have to really get it done because I have to use it in like a month.
That's okay. I mean, like you wrote it, so you know, like it's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
We're getting there, you know. We're definitely getting there.
I know you had the goal of having words of wisdom from representing each of the 64 SUNY campuses. Did you succeed in your goal?
No.
Aww.
No.
That's really hard though, but
it was a lofty goal.
Yes.
So I wasn't able to do that, but I think I do have a lot from a lot of different people from a lot of different kinds of institutions. So I have the big university, I have the 4-year, I have the CC, which means community college, you know. So I do have enough areas of the system represented. Cool. So I'm happy with that, and maybe Foundations of Academic Success, Words of Wisdom, Point 2 might include other people.
Right, and eventually
in other series. Essays.
That right. It is a big goal. I was like, when you said it, I was like, go Tom, because
yeah, you're like,
it's a big goal.
Way to go.
No.
Didn't work out. Didn't work out the way I wanted it.
I would have been very, very impressed if you said, yeah, I did. Like, that is tough to get.
It was a lofty goal, but as we know, you know, if you want a star, you might miss it and hit the moon instead.
Yeah, something like that.
How does that saying go?
Shoot something yourself like that. Out of a cannon and don't. And once you go into space, it's all okay.
Put your feet on the ground and put your something to the stars.
I don't know. Too many cliches. Yeah. I think one of them was my like high school graduation.
One of them was Casey Kasem, but you know.
Well, and see, I do have to offer up with both of you that we are well past my bedtime of 8:30.
Yes, I apologize for that.
No, don't apologize, because this is kind of fun.
It's like actually. Tom After Dark right now.
Well,
that's going to be the episode title.
Really? You're going to call it
Tom
that?
After Dark.
After Dark. Whoa.
After Dark with Tom Priester.
I don't want anybody around when it's after dark. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Sorry.
But no, it is because I don't know about you all or y'all. But y'all. And I'm from Niagara Falls and I say y'all quite often.
I don't know where I picked that up.
No, me neither. See?
I don't know. I'm from Tennessee. I don't know where I get it from.
Well, we know exactly where you got it from. You know, y'all.
What y'all talking about?
I don't know what was I just saying about you. Oh, but now as I'm getting older, mm-hmm. like when it's 8:30, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go upstairs and like unwind. You know, I get tired. But then again, I am up. What was that?
It's the letter D.
The letter. Well, I know it. You just had those. Oh, because of the mat that you're on.
Yes.
Yes.
I already screenshotted it, Logan. Don't worry about it.
Gosh.
Well, my son is learning the alphabet, okay? So I can't complain.
And Logan is too, so it's fine.
He's how old? How old's your son?
2.
Ah.
The only one, he only knows the really weird ones. Like, he can say 9, X, F, and K, and 8. Mostly in this corner over here. He doesn't really go much farther.
So he's learning the alphabet in segments.
Well, in the morning, he'll come downstairs and stand on it and point to a letter and you tell him what it is and then he repeats it. And he does it enough times to where he gets what the letters are, like what letters what. So where most kids are just, you know, memorizing how to sing the ABC song, he's actually learning what the ABCs are. So I'm excited.
Wow. And, you know, that's what happens in college. It's not about songs.
Nope.
It is not about memorizing songs. It's about knowing what the concepts are.
College teaches you how to think. Not how to memorize, but how to think and understand where things come from.
Right. How to think both creatively and critically.
Exactly.
Is that a large piece of the syllabus in your first year experience course that you teach?
Every single day we have to work with students on those concepts of thinking both critically and creatively. And also that it's not all about, like, I want you to know the content, you know?
Right.
So for example, I tell my students the best way to prepare for a test is to take a test. So if there's a certain exam coming up, they should take a practice exam on that topic or those topics and then just take it and then offer themselves a grade and go back and learn what they missed. Because it's not, you know, I don't care what was missed. I want to know why it was missed. Mm-hmm. Like, why did you miss answer, you know, the answer to number 5? So, I mean, it's very basic, but what happens with our students, I used to do this too. Oh, great. Here's the homework assignment. It's handed back. I got a B. I put it in my folder.
Yep.
Right? That was me too. I mean, I was an English major, right? And like, here's the paper. Do you think I read everybody's feedback all the time?
No.
But now, you know, it's important that we are helping our students not just memorize, but actually know and have their money's worth from this college experience.
Yeah. Is that how I'm different? Because every test I got back, I pored over it to see exactly what.
Well, that's what you should be doing. And that's, you know, most students don't. Like Tom was saying, even if I got a high grade, if I got an A, but like still, like, you know how there's that like buffer zone inside of the A, like, you know, you could miss a couple things but still get that grade. Like, I'd still throw it out, but like, you don't take the time to see what you actually did wrong and think about why. Most people.
Also, I don't know if we have to like end soon or not, but what I do want us
yet.
I don't care who does it. I want you to count how many ums I had.
Logan will be the one count.
No, that's okay.
Okay, in the podcast. Because I've been really consciously not saying
Well, what's funny, and this is a secret that we tend to sometimes give away when we're recording, and when I say we, I mean I, Logan is great and edits every single show. And Logan will go through and edit out ums, but more often than not, he only edits his ums and not anyone else's ums.
That's because I'm the worst.
Because Logan has done it so many times that he actually knows what the wave pattern of his looks like, so he can just pick them out.
Wow. That's pretty high tech.
Yes. How did you know that?
You told me.
Oh, okay.
No. And I request, because I am the guest, that this is not umless. You must leave in the
ums. Yeah, I think we should. This is a conversational podcast. People
it
say
will be raw off.
Yeah, this is Tom After Dark, yo.
Tom After Dark.
How it goes down.
Now, keep in mind, I only delete ums if they're excessive in a particular part of the podcast, and it's just hard to listen to. Leave them in if they're just completely, you know, innocuous. But if there's a lot of, I actually clear out more pauses than I do ums, because pauses make it harder to listen to, because you're just sitting there talking and then someone just stops. And then they start back up because they're thinking.
Like that.
And it's usually me. It's usually me.
We're
going to
leave that in there.
So I feel, so I feel like there has to be some kind of like substance in this conversation.
I mean, a lot.
Have we had any yet? Have we had any substance?
I mean, I think you had a great point about the way that you teach your students. That's something that's interesting. Pretty much like substance free on the podcast.
That's not substance. True. Don't say that.
That's not true at all. No, we do well. We can certainly bring up some great higher ed things. I mean, I feel like you in your position, both you're working simultaneously at a community college and a 4-year institution. So
yes.
I feel like you have a lot to say about
that. So which 4-year are you at?
Yeah. I work with the higher ed program at Buffalo State College in Buffalo.
Okay.
So I work with undergraduates and graduate students.
Is that a SUNY?
Actually, yes. Yep. And I actually also work with high school students as well through GCC. It's an area leadership program
that
I work with. So talk about that. It's the Genesee Youth Lead Program. It's a partnership between ACE, which is our accelerated, ACE is the office on campus. You're going to have to edit this. ACE is the office on campus that houses college courses for high school students. So we offer, it's a partnership between ACE and the Genesee Youth Bureau. We offer this course for like 9 or 15, you know, it's like in their area high school leaders, and they actually earn one college credit by taking a course called CES 110, which is Leadership in the Community. And they learn about local government, they learn about local health and human services, they learn about local law enforcement. So I work with that program, which is now in its fourth round, actually, already.
Wow.
But yes, and it's been very rewarding working with high school students and undergraduate students and graduate students all at once. And in the fall, I'm going back into the Slammer at Attica
Correctional Facility. Please talk. Well, first let me say that ACE stands for Accelerated College Enrollment.
Yeah. I feel terrible.
Students.
And if any of my fans, because I will have fans now after this, if any of my fans listen to this and they're like, Tom, how could you not, know what ACE stands for?
It's one of those things, though, like we forget at any institution, like you have this like lingo of the college.
Right.
And it morphs into, you forget what ACE, the concept, you know what ACE is, you know what it does, like you can describe it very accurately, but it's like, what does it stand for? Can't remember. And that's something that happens at institutions all over the place.
It's
one of my passions.
Also after 9:30 on a Sunday. So
that would do it
too. I don't want people holding things against me. So very quickly, I taught my FYE 100 course in
Attica.
First
year experience.
First year experience. Well, and now it's called Foundations of Academic Success. Ah. It's been updated. So I taught that course in Attica.
The FAST course.
FAST. Yes, FAST.
FAST.
Just
FAST.
Without the T. I taught that course to 15 inmates in a maximum security facility.
How did you even get into the situation that it was like,
awesome.
I'm going to go teach in Attica?
I was asked if I would do it.
Really?
By my dean. And I was like, so here's how it happened. So here I am in my office, right? I had just finished my first fall semester, right? Like, whole new institution, whole new job. Finished the first fall semester in my office being like, here we go. We're getting prepared for the spring semester. And in walks the dean. And she wouldn't make eye contact with me, but she was like, "We have a program that we have at Attica," and I say to her, "The prison?" And
what Attica?
And
no, the movie.
Her response. Her eyes then met mine, and her response was, "The correctional facility." And after my jaw, was picked up back from like the floor in front of me, she asked if I would teach my FYE 100 course in there in that spring semester. And I said yes. Like, I didn't really think about it. I was just like, yep. She was like, I wonder if you want to offer it some more thought. I was like, no, you should probably leave before I change my mind. So,
she didn't even give you any context, just like, you're going.
She, yes, yeah, it was, she was like, here's how it's funded, yada, yada, yada. Here's the program, here's what the program is. But then she was like, do you want to do it? And I was like, sure, let's do it. So then, after she was like, okay, great, after I have other information, I'll offer you more information. She walked out of my office and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You might have edit this word. Oh, beep. What did I just do?
Right.
So then, of course, it was on my mind, and I, you know, I said yes. So I'm like, yeah, I was like, cool, opportunity. Yeah. Who else does this, right? So that spring, I was in the slammer. That's what I call it, the slammer.
I went to jail, yeah.
I went
to a correctional facility right. one time.
Right.
Not to brag about it or anything.
So, and I mean, obviously, I'm pretty hardcore, right? So here's me, yes, not... so much. So here's me, right, on the first night, I'm in Attica, which is known for yeah. something, right? Like, historically known for the riots, right? Yeah. So here I am, I'm, like, going into this eerie, like, place. It looks like a big old castle, right? So I go in there, I go in the room, and I'm in there alone at first, right, in the room, and I'm like, oh my god, I can't get out, you know, like, once you're in
yeah.
and you're kind of in this room and it was like down a hallway and then you hear slam behind you. That was the gate. Then you go to another hallway, slam behind you. That was another gate. Like I'm inside. Yeah. Right. So then in walk all of my students and I'm like, oh, like they're huge. They're huge dudes. Right. Huge. So they're, you know, I said, here's the course syllabus, here are your books, here's everything. And I said to them, and I'm from Niagara Falls, so don't mess with me.
Oh, God.
They laughed.
And then you got shot, right?
In the palm of my hand. No, because they were like, he's cool. Like, you know, he's like, here's me walking in with what on? My sweater vest, right? And all of them in, like, their Attica uniforms that they had to wear. And I'm like, oh, gosh. But it worked out. It was the best experience. It was the best educational experience of my career. So I'm going back in the fall, and I'm offering up a whole other course, my CEP 101 course. Yeah, and that is CEP stands for Career and Educational Planning. And how cool is that that I can talk about career and educational planning with men who might not be out next year. Okay.
That's what I was going to ask you is how, yeah. like seriously though, how do they have any motivation to, and maybe I'm stereotyping because this is something that I'm very unfamiliar with, but where's the motivation to learn if this is their future? Like my future is being in Attica.
Right. Well, you know, they are highly motivated and they have earned this, by the way. So like I'm in Attica, which of course is a maximum security facility, but I'm working with like the best who are in there, right? Gotcha. So they've earned this opportunity. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, they are very much all about they're very much all about their when they are out on parole. Like they know the date, right? They know it like to a T. So what's funny is while I was there with them and I'm like, who are you? What's your name? All of them would say, here's what my name is. Here's how old I am. Right. Like everybody wanted to inform me how old they were. And I think that's because they have in their minds, gee, I got in here when I was maybe 18. Now I'm 30 and I'll be out of here hopefully when I'm 45.
Wow.
Right. So it's kind of how they organize they're who they are there.
Yeah.
You know? And they're very hopeful. They're very hopeful individuals. Like all they have there is a lot of, you know, opportunity to think.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, they have a lot on their hands. They have a lot of time on their hands.
Yeah.
So they have thought about what they've done. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they're thinking about what they can do in order to get to where they want to be. I mean, this is like the ultimate experience in what I do. I go in and I meet students where they are and help to get them where they want to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
And all of these men want to be free again. You know, they want to be free. And, you know, I've heard over and over again, you know, everybody's like, were you scared? I would never do that. Oh my, you know, and all these different things. And I'm like, I wasn't scared. I was anxious, I guess was the word. And yeah. also, if I'm being 100% honest with you, I felt safe because I knew that if anybody harmed me, they would all protect me.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm their teacher, right? Like, I'm spending my time with them, and they, like, offered me respect, and they were like, for being here with us, we thank you so much, and it was just, like, an amazing experience.
That's awesome.
So I'm obviously for education in, you know, in the slammer.
We should all be.
We should be, because think about it. If we can educate while they're there, we'll get a much better outcome, because there's a high number of you know, folks who are currently in prison that get out, but they end up back in because they're like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
So with this kind of course, you know, this either FYE 100 or CEP 101, we go in there and we say, look, the minute you get out, do this. Have, you know, have some information in hand so that you can use it to actually go and become a positive citizen.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's an awesome opportunity. And, you know, it's not for everybody because it's a whole other educational environment. But overall, it's very rewarding.
Oh, my gosh. Well, good luck in the fall with that.
Thanks.
And because you're doing a new course, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, good luck. But I think that's the end of our show for the evening. So that's a great note to end on.
It's a great note. Thank you
for having me. We appreciate you being on it.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us this week. And to you listeners, head down to higher ed.social and get links to the things that we talked about today. And subscribe to our podcast there or on iTunes. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at HESpodcast and send us a tweet. We love talking to you. And don't forget to let us know if you want to be on the show.
We want you on the show.
Yep. It's really fun to be on the show.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
We'll see you later.
Bye.